2 years old. And they're all buried. All of my parents are buried at Salem, Tennessee, out from Union City. In a big community cemetery, I say, but that it's mostly kin folks. We often see in-laws and outlaws. I hope there was no outlaws in it. But anyhow, I have a raft of Pruitt kin folks, so I go to see them about once a year. And they live in nice homes. They have cars. They're not quite as up-to-date as we are because they still maintain their wells, and but they have every other facility that's necessary. And I love to go over there.
Oh,
I go to visit my mother's grave. There's a big homecoming day on Mother's Day in May that all the connection come. They have singing and preaching and dinner on the ground and handshaking. Mm-hmm. And the children all meet one another and show how they've grown, you know, just like the old-timey pictures are.
Well, now, where were your mother's parents from?
Well, my mother's parents, W.W. Frederick was from Nashville, Tennessee, to begin. Frederick. Where's granddaddy's? Mother's mother was a Can you imagine somebody named Paralee?
No, but my grandmother was named Paralee.
I don't know anything about where they were from. And my mother's, her father was Brian, but that goes back too far.
Oh, that was interesting too.
My grandmother on the side was named Martha, and my grandfather was named Perry M. And his father.
And they were the ones then that came from South Carolina.
But they brought my daddy at 16 years old.
And he was.
Empire steel. Never known. I tell you, if you used to see the cornbread been cooked in that, it's
scared.
Took them about 5 years to ever get the they didn't have windows, they just had sliding windows, wooden windows. And that would have been, let's see, my father was born in 1854, and he was 16, that made what, about 1870. Mm-hmm. And that house was in good shape on up till about 10 years ago. Three rooms, open-in porches dividing each room, here, and big open porch here as big as a room, and a room here, and then another big open porch there. It was really interesting.
Now, this house was
where my father and they moved into, that they built the first room in one day.
Yeah, this was at Union City.
This is the one. It's after Union, about 4.5 miles out of Union City. No, I wouldn't put that on there if I were you.
Okay.
Let's see what else. Well, go ahead.
Well, that's really interesting. Now, let me ask you a little something about Mr. Abbott. Now, where was he born?
He was born at Island 21, out from Malden, Missouri.
Oh. Somebody's coming to see you.
Is the boy?
Uh-huh. That's really interesting.
Well, in the online areas, most people kill their meat. Of course, the good roads and cars and these supermarkets, they just make people turn loose their cash for that. They got to do something else. So there you are. In fact, the business, we don't raise a garden like we used to. You know, half the spring was put in with gardens. And you did have an enormous amount of canned goods. But when deep freezes came along.
She should have come for dinner and you could have fixed her one of those granny dinners.
Well, it's not too late. Yes, she's going to be here. Fix her some cornmeal dumplings. I bet she'd like that.
Oh, that sounds good.